Aircheckdownloads.com.
That is Pink, Keith Urban, One Too Many on More Radio Breakfast for Friday morning. How about that? Nearly at the weekend. It's just gone 7:45. You with Tom, Lou and Jack. Haven't we all, darling?
This is a really lovely idea. Now, obviously, earlier on this week, we really sadly lost Sean Locke. So young, comedian, yeah. Legend.
Yeah, very funny. And a local guy as well. Sean and his family lived in Lewis, I believe.
Or around there, yeah.
And we're just talking about how, because Tom and I have worked together for a very, very long time, that we interviewed David Williams once and he was an idiot. We also interviewed Sean Locke and yeah. He was absolutely lovely.
We did, yeah.
Not just a very funny man, but a really nice guy.
Yeah,
really, really sad.
He seemed really kind of down to earth and right, really lovely and normal. Yeah, so fans have come up with this idea. You might remember he was on Never Mind the Buzzcocks quite a lot.
Yeah.
Once he took a kind of a reworking of The Tiger Who Came to Tea, which he put together, The Tiger Who Came for a Pint, and they're saying, release it.
Why
release
not?
It in his honour.
That's right.
Raise some money for a cancer charity. How great would that be?
He rewrote it, didn't he?
Yeah.
That's right. And it was very funny. The clips are out there on YouTube if you haven't seen it yet. But that's a good, lovely idea.
Yeah.
Did you see the lovely tribute that Channel 4 did to him?
I didn't.
No.
They released just a montage of some of his best bits on 8 out of 10 Cats.
Yeah.
And it was very funny. Yeah, that's a great idea. Release a song, you know what I mean, for cancer research. But yeah, that came out of the blue. It really did come out of the blue.
It did, yeah.
Really, really
yeah.
Sad news. Yeah, we're thinking of his family for sure.
Yeah. Okay, Anne-Marie with Little Mix at 10 to 8. Good morning. Kiss my Anne-Marie and Little Mix.
Sounds really funny when you say
that's
it.
That's the title, though. Kiss my Welcome to Friday's show, Tom, Lou and Jack here.
I've got another survey for you here. I did one earlier about cuttlefish.
Oh, no.
This is about humans. But this is quite an interesting read and at the same time quite worrying. This is how eating various foods affect your lifespan.
Okay.
Right? So this is foods that take minutes off of your life.
Right.
And foods that actually add minutes to your life.
Oh, good.
So what do you want first, the good or the bad? Let's have the good first.
Okay.
This is really good news for my wife, Sally Ann. You will gain 33.1 minutes of life every time you eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Wow.
Now, my Sal likes peanut butter and jam sandwiches, which essentially is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we hear peanut butter's got good...
Uh-huh.
You're not going to give us the whys, it's just the...
No, because that's boring. Okay. People just want to know what the
just
food is.
Just go with it.
Fine.
A baked salmon and a banana, not at the same time, but they'll both give you 13 and a half minutes extra on your life.
Okay.
Every tomato you eat will give you nearly 4 minutes on your life. Avocado, nearly 3 minutes. And this is good news, French fries add a minute and a half to your life. Boom.
Can I just interject quickly before we do the good stuff, the bad stuff? Is it if you're on death's door and you're about to go... And you've got to disarm the nuclear missile.
Get me a banana.
If you have a banana then, is that going to give you an extra 13 minutes boost, like some kind of computer game?
No.
Right.
No.
So it's not like...
I think once your body starts to shut down, then a banana's not going to help.
Yeah. Right, understood. Okay, so please continue.
A lump of cheddar cheese, may I introduce you, please, will take 1.5 minutes off your life.
Right.
One slice of bacon will take 6.5 minutes off your life.
Not surprising.
One slice of pepperoni pizza will take 7.5 minutes off your life.
Oof. No.
A double cheeseburger will take nearly 9 minutes off your life. A can of Coca-Cola or other full-fat, sugary, fizzy drinks will take 12.5 minutes of your life.
Oh, wow. God, that stuff's...
But this is the big dog.
Okay.
And it is literally the big dog. Every hot dog you eat will take 36.3 minutes off your life.
Wow.
And I like hot dogs, man. Mm. Especially the ones in a tin, in the brine. Oh, it's so good.
No.
Lou's laughing over
They're
there.
So flobby.
Being the vegetarian amongst us over there. Lou.
But Lou's still good.
Has it got any Lou's food there? Nettles?
Yes,
or?
Yes, it says here.
Watercress?
It says here. If you,
Tony Bark.
I'm trying to give Lou one, a serious one. It says if you eat sand, then it takes an hour off your life. And Lou likes sand as a garnish.
Oh, we love you, Lulu.
Whatever. Ollie Mays, Dance With Me Tonight. We're already at breakfast, nearly 8 o'clock. School's Out is back for the final time this week in a little while.
How many tickets? Is it eight?
Eight family passes, mate. Not eight tickets, eight family passes.
Aren't we generous?
Well, it's not,
show?
It's not us, it's the attractions.
Yes, that's a very good point. Oh, we're not generous at all. Listen, 20 past 8, we'll be playing the big game, so grab your phones, grab a cup of tea, stick around. We'll get some news headlines first, though. That's next.
Radio. Aircheckdownloads.com.